Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Wednesday, January 31st, 2024. Stand up for your country. Well, Mark Zuckerberg, the billionaire Facebook guy, got hammered in the Senate today. Testimony about how his products, Instagram, Facebook, that kind of thing, hurt children. And they do. And he was chastised. He stood up and apologized to some of the families in the chamber whose children have been affected. Now, I'm going to do this tomorrow because we're looking into various aspects of what Facebook, Instagram, the rest of them, what they could do and don't. That's the worthiness of the story. I mean, you could pound Zuckerberg all day long, okay? But government has a responsibility to regulate stuff like this. So I want to be very methodical in what I present to you. And so we will do that tomorrow. Tonight, I'm going to start with public disorder. Now, we see it in most major cities, New York, San Francisco, D.C., Chicago, L.A., on the border, all of those towns, public disorder right before our eyes. And the primary thing is that people break the law, they are not punished. And that leads to more disorder. Criminals are emboldened, brazen, shoplifting, on and on and on. Well, who's presiding over the public disorder that we have seen since the COVID epidemic ceased? Who's presiding over all of that? I believe that would be Joe Biden, the president of the United States. Have you heard him say one word about it? No, he has not addressed it. Because, again, like the southern border, like inflation, he doesn't care. But this is becoming a problem that is going to affect all of us, even those who live in the country and the suburbs. Because that's how rapidly out of control the public disorder is getting. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So we have exhibit number one, New York City. Saturday, 8:30 p.m., Times Square, the tourist nexus of Manhattan. All right. Four thugs, maybe five, when all done, attack police officers. I kick them. You're seeing it right before your eyes. Okay. This is in the middle of Times Square. Who are these thugs? They were arrested, so we do know who they are. Darwin Ezekiel, 19. Kelvin Aracha, 19. Wilson Juarez, 21. Yorman Reveron, 24. And there's another guy. All are in this country illegally. all migrants, all arrested, all almost immediately released with no bail. Now, Yorman Reveron, he's got another crime on his sheet. He was arrested, okay, on November 30th last year for robbery, but he's out. They won't hold him. This is public disorder. Now, the police officers were hurt, minor injuries, but these guys are in the country illegally. They attack police officers. They're arrested, and then they're out on the street again to do it again. Now, you'll remember Kate's Law that I proposed that Mitch McConnell single-handedly killed in the Senate. Would have passed had he gotten behind it. That would have meant immediate deportation for these five guys. Okay, but see, Case Law was a federal law that would have superseded the anarchy we have in New York and in Chicago and in Portland, Oregon, and in San Francisco, and on and on and on and on. We don't have that now. Well, we do have 10 million migrants, about a million of whom are going to cause destruction and crime, because 10% of every group is bad. So 9 million out of the 10, they'll be law-abiding, do what they should do, but 1 million won't. We got to deal with 1 million people that shouldn't be here. All right, so that happened in New York City. And then I asked myself, what is likely to be the upshot of all this? Well, obviously, the five who attacked the police, they're going to be miscreants. You don't attack police officers if you have any respect for the law at all. You don't. Okay. The city of New York hates the police. The city council overrode a veto by the mayor and is now keeping the police actively off the streets to fill out paperwork because they hate the police. And it wasn't even a close vote. It was shocking. It was like 51-9 or something, or 49-9. It was crazy, crazy. So New York is going to go the way of San Francisco. San Francisco, maybe the nicest physical city in the country. So since 2021, San Francisco Travel reports that visitors to the city is down 44%. Total spending by visitors down 70%. San Francisco International Airport traffic down 58%. Tourism, that means conventions, meetings, this and that, down 69%. The city is going to be bankrupt probably the end of this year. It's going to cease to exist as a functioning city, San Francisco, because they will not enforce the law there. All right? The value of businesses moving out of San Francisco is now more than $1 billion. I think it's 150 businesses out, okay? Because they can't do business there. It's going to happen in Manhattan. Manhattan is the highest real estate values in the country. Where do you see what happens? So not only the citizens of New York City are going to leave, the affluent citizens, the poor people are trapped, but conventions and people coming from abroad, this and that, they're going to, no. They go someplace else. Maybe Florida, maybe Texas, I don't know. It's not the par of New York, but you're going to see a drastic decline in the economic profile of New York City because the far left politicians are destroying the city the same way they did in San Francisco. How about Chicago? You in a hurry to get there to Chicago? Okay. So monthly murders in Chicago, 52. Every month, 52 people killed, right? And less than, I think it's, now, 20% of those murders are solved. I mean, killers get away with it. D.C., crime totally out of control. That's the feds. That's Biden. Biden controls the District of Columbia. totally out of control crime. Does he care? Nah. He doesn't even have to go into D.C., Biden. He goes out on the lawn, gets in the helicopter. Helicopter takes him to the plane or takes him to Delaware. And then the helicopter takes him back to the lawn. You don't have to see it. They don't care about it. So the point of this is that public disorder is at an all-time high in the United States under Joe Biden's presidency. That has not been a major campaign issue yet. Okay, we got inflation, we got the border, we got Iran, we got Ukraine, we got Hamas. We don't have public disorder yet. It hasn't been presented. That's why I'm presenting it this evening to you on television and radio. Public disorder ranks up there with the situations I just mentioned. I think the border is the worst, and the 17% more you're paying for the essentials of life is a close second, but public disorder would be third. You know how many people are dying and being maimed, and these criminals are not being punished? Would you apply for a job as a New York City police officer? I wouldn't. My grandfather was NYPD. Under these circumstances, no way. No way. Can't do your job. And you can get killed at any moment. And whoever kills you, it's a 50-50 chance whether they'll even be caught or punished. And that's a memo.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, Joe Biden did nothing today. Well, surprise. Went to Florida yesterday, raised money. He had lunch with Kamala. They had a nice lunch. I paid for it, so I hope it was nice. Gallup poll. 63% of Americans say the economy is getting worse. That's not good news for President Biden. All right, this is 1,011 adults, 25 Republican, 27 Democrat, independent 45. Those are percentages. First question, how would you rate economic conditions in the country today? Excellent, 5. I mean, that must be Jeff Bezos and his wife. Good, 22. Fair, 29. Poor, 45%. Question number 2, right now, do you think economic conditions are getting better or worse? Getting better, 30. Worse, 63%. Same 4. Okay. But on the heels of that comes a report that U.S. consumer confidence is at the highest level since 2021. This is from the Conference Board. So how can you have consumer confidence rising and the economy getting worse? Here's how. The consumer confidence is a subjective percentage. It's not based on anything other than goods moving, people spending money, okay, not individuals. The poll is on, they're talking to folks, real people. And the real people are spending far more money than they did 3 years ago on the essentials of life. That's what drives all this. Most Americans are working. If you want to work in this country, you can work. But real wages are falling because you're not getting raises that cover the 17% inflationary aspect that Biden has wreaked. So while real wages rose under Trump, they've fallen under Biden. And that's what people are responding to. They're getting deeper and deeper and deeper in debt. Kamala Harris. Excuse me. So we know she had lunch with Joe today. Very nice. Her office does not put out a schedule, so we don't really know what the vice president does every day. She has an office in the old executive office building, which is right across the street from the White House. All right. She has a free house, the Naval Observatory. So on Saturday last, she went to Vegas for a rally. We know that. We saw her there. On Monday last, she went to an abortion event because she's the queen of abortion. I don't think there's any politician in the country that likes abortion more than Vice President Harris. Okay? And then Tuesday of this week, another fundraiser in Los Gatos, California. Okay. So she doesn't really do anything other than go around telling people that abortion is, you know, sacrosanct, and give me money for our campaign. That's what Kamala Harris does. One of the problems the Democratic Party has is even though Joe Biden is in serious, serious trouble, I told Hannity on his radio program today, he's drowning. It's a new poll, Morning Consult. We'll give you the numbers tomorrow. I just want to check them. Again, when stuff comes out at the last minute, I just don't throw it out there. We check. But the Morning Consult poll says that Trump's beating Biden in every battleground state now. I think it's true. Okay? But I'm going to check, and we'll have it tomorrow. So if the Democratic Party had someone else to go to, believe me, they would go there. So you remember that Ted Kennedy challenged Jimmy Carter and almost knocked him out, okay, in 1980. But Carter prevailed, barely. There's nobody to do that with Biden. The Democrats have nobody, which speaks to the party, okay? So Kamala Harris stays on the ticket, and Americans don't trust her, according to every poll. Why don't they trust her? Because she presents herself in a very dubious way. Roll the tape.
And, you know, you've heard me say many times, you know, my mother would say to me, Kamala, you may be the first to do many things. Make sure you're not the last. And to have, and I have been fortunate and blessed to, during the course of being vice president, have many situations where it becomes clear to me that there are, you know, people of every age and gender, by the way, who see something about being the first that lets them know they don't need to be limited by other people's limited understanding of who can do what. And I think that's important. And it relates to all people.
No idea. And she didn't have any idea what she's saying. Just words tumble out. So why? Is she dumb? No. Kamala's not dumb. She's nervous. She has no self-confidence. She gets off script. She just can't. You know, like this. Okay? I'm delivering the news to you right now on the No Spin News without a script. Okay? I don't have a teleprompter. I'm not reading words off a thing. I know the stories. I have the research in front of me. Okay? And I'm telling you the stories. Come on. Never in a million years do that. Okay? Doesn't have the self-confidence to do it. So she comes off as a babbling fool. With all due respect, that's how she comes off. And that's why her poll numbers are so low. Now, there's a new book out, and I'm halfway through it. It's called Amateur Hour, Kamala Harris in the White House. It's written by Charlie Spearing. He's a political reporter, former White House correspondent for Breitbart News, conservative operation. He joins us now from Washington, D.C. So from what I'm getting out of your book, and it's not a hatchet job, I thought it would be, because you're a conservative guy, and I don't know any conservatives who really have much use for Kamala Harris, but you lay out pretty much how she has conducted herself in the public arena, from California politics all the way to Washington. From what I'm getting, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't finished the whole book, Kamala Harris is basically a machine politician. She attached herself to powerful people in the California Democratic Party, Willie Brown, former mayor of San Francisco and big shot in Sacramento. And she kind of rose up through the patronage system, attorney general, senator, but she's never really done anything. Or if she has, I haven't gotten to it yet in your book. Am I wrong? Am I missing a point here?
That's right, Bill. You really hit the nail on the head. In fact, in my research, one of the earliest critiques of Kamala Harris was from you yourself on your own show, where you pointed out how police officers were arresting women for prosecution, but Kamala Harris refused to prosecute, so leaving all their work into the dust. This is the kind of person she was. She did not take any controversial or any serious reform proposals. She kind of just rode along, made the elites happy, and kept rising through the ranks of California politics. When you run in a one-party town, you're not running to convince voters to vote for you. You're basically running to keep the elites impressed, to convince the elites that you deserve a place on the national stage. And that's how she rose through the ranks and ultimately becoming senator and then finally our vice president.
Well, like her boss, Joe Biden, she doesn't seem to have any core beliefs. At one time in California, she was aggressively prosecuting marijuana dealers. Okay, but now she doesn't want to do that. She was always pro-choice. She was always an abortion person. But early on, she wasn't a woman, hear me roar. She was subservient to men. It doesn't look like she has any core belief system other than I want to get power, and I'm going to do what I have to do to get it.
Absolutely. When she first ran for president, she kind of ran into that wall of being very, so really struggling to explain exactly what she believed and really trying to coordinate her different positions on different issues. And she definitely had an issue going into the campaign. And we saw that during the debates. We saw that as she tried to attack Joe Biden on issues of race. But without any sincere belief, without any sincere core, she failed to impress voters on the national stage.
Yeah. And I mean, look, if she in the debate says to Biden, hey, you are a racist, because little girls like me, you remember the quote, were forced to do these things and we shouldn't have been forced to do them. And you were behind that. And then she says, oh, yeah, but now I want to be vice president. You go, wait, you should be running away from this guy. In the larger picture, if Joe Biden wins re-election, because she's going to be on the ticket. They're not going to boot Kamala Harris off because they can't, because she fills all the boxes for the ethnicity, the DEI, all of that. She can't boot her off. Then you're actually, because I don't think Biden, if he's reelected, is going to make 4 years. My God, the guy's got early dementia now. So you're really voting for her for president.
That's right. Absolutely. Kamala Harris could very easily become the 47th president of the United States. And that's kind of why I wrote the book. Who is this woman? How did she get so high up in politics to be a heartbeat away from the presidency as it is? You know, we didn't have to worry about that so much with vice presidents like Al Gore because, you know, Bill Clinton was relatively healthy. So it's important to understand who this person is beyond the word salads, beyond the insecurities and inability to communicate. So we're very much looking at the possibility of a President Kamala Harris, who has never run for president on her own, run a successful presidential candidate campaign on her own without making and becoming the next president.
I would assume she would be almost like Biden, a captive of the far left. Progressive left would tell her pretty much what to do and she would do it. Would I be wrong?
No, absolutely. The problem is that Team Biden has a very strong, very powerful cohort who are advising him and telling him what to do. But Kamala has a lot of anger towards that team. She feels like she's been sidelined by that team. She feels like she's been put in bad situations because of that team. And when she does ultimately take power, she's going to anger a lot of Democrats and make them really upset as she sort of clears house and installs her own team.
So you really believe that she has a deep resentment toward the Biden White House, not just passive aggressive, that she kind of like want to settle some scores?
Yeah, I think that, you know, Biden famously wanted a buddy presidential candidate who he could lunch with frequently. You noted that she's having lunch with him today. There were huge stretches where they didn't even meet up or have lunch at all. And there was definitely, especially during the chaos on the border, she was not happy. I report in the book, she was not happy with having that role thrust upon her. She repeatedly corrected him in person, in public, in front of him, that she was not handling the border crisis. She was only in charge of root causes. So I really think that she feels that she had to protect her political brand from Biden, and she really has no respect for Biden at this point at all.
There is a rumor that Biden wanted Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. Did you check that out?
Yes, absolutely. He definitely preferred Whitmer. He viewed her as a very helpful person, someone who is plain spoken, someone who is committed to infrastructure. If you remember her campaign, she won on the idea of just fix the damn roads. You know, Biden's an infrastructure person. That really resonated with him. But it came at the same time that the whole country was on fire with the George Floyd riots. And even Whitmer herself tried to take herself out of the running for vice president, but Biden urged her to stay in. Ultimately, though, his team and former President Obama convinced him that it was critical to have a woman of color on the ticket if they were going to put the Obama coalition back together in 2020.
All right. Charlie, we appreciate the book again is Amateur Hour, Kamala Harris in the White House. Good luck with it. Hope people check it out.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, let's go down to Florida. So Ron DeSantis, very conservative governor, his latest, it's DeSantis's greatest hits. His latest is if you apply for a driver's license in Florida, you have to produce your birth certificate and you will be assigned whatever that birth certificate says, male or female. So if you've changed, transitioned, Florida's not going to recognize it. Okay, so that's the latest down there. Texas, they passed a law that says no colleges are getting any money for DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion programs. So the University of Texas at Austin, by far the biggest school, is canceling all their cultural graduations. You remember that a lot of universities around the country, there's like 10 graduations, one for blacks, one for LBGT, whatever it may be. It's not one, 10. And the schools, we're not paying for that anymore. UT Austin. This Saturday, and this is the first I heard about this because it's blacked out in the corporate media. There is a big demonstration in Eagle Pass, Texas, not an easy place to get to, Saturday called Take Our Border Back Convoy. Okay? So it's sponsored by a bunch of people that are angry about the chaos on the southern border. They want everybody to come down. And they're going to be peacefully assembling to demand that the southern border be secure. Okay? That's Saturday, February 3rd, Eagle Pass. And there are also rallies in San Ysidro, California. That's a little easier, south of San Diego, and Yuma, Arizona. down in Pima County are on the border there. Thought you'd like to know. Smart life. So the key to good health as you age, but even when you're in your 20s and 30s, the key to good health is what you eat. Okay? That's primo for a smart life. Now, if you are a substance abuser, alcohol or drugs, everything flies out the window because you're abusing your body on a regular basis, and no matter what you eat, it's not going to matter. Something's going to go wrong. But if you are a normal person and you are going through life, the healthiest diet that you can eat, according to a lot of studies and U.S. News and World Report, okay, just out, is the Mediterranean diet. Wow, Mediterranean diet. Now, I've spent a considerable amount of time around the Mediterranean Sea. I've been to every country except Tunisia. I haven't been to North Africa. I've been to Morocco, but Tunisia and those, Libya. But I've been to Egypt, Israel, Turkey, Greece, Italy. Well, I know the region. So the Mediterranean diet, this is what, and you got a pen and paper, I hope. Here we go. You eat olive oil is number one. Olive oil. And they put olive oil in everything over there. I like olive oil, by the way. So olive oil in there. Fish. Okay, you heard that a million times. A lot of people don't like fish. But you can gussy the fish up. All right? Sometimes with olive oil. But, you know, you put a little capers on it, you know, olives, whatever it may be. Nuts, vegetables, fruits, honey, fresh honey, which I use on my oatmeal, my Irish oatmeal in the morning. Got a little bit of honey, not a lot, but it zings it up a little bit. And cinnamon. I had cinnamon this morning. Okay. And then if you do that, you drop your risk of heart disease by 30%. If you, you know, incorporate most of this. You got to stay away from red meat. That means you don't have to not eat it ever, but maybe once a week. I don't, red meat for me, maybe once a week, okay? Cheese. I'll eat some cheese, but I'm not pounding the cheese. Dairy, I have dairy in the morning because of bones, osteo, you know, so you, it, but I don't, I'm not chugging it down. And processed foods, I try to stay away from. Anything that, you know, you buy that's got all this glop in it, no. So check out the Mediterranean diet. Just Google Mediterranean diet, tell you all about it. But if you switch it, you'll feel a difference. Fast. Okay, Bud Light. Now, I don't drink beer. I don't drink alcohol. I am the most boring guy in the world. You're looking at him right now. So beer to me, my father drank Peel's beer. Remember Peel's? If you had to be in New York, and it wasn't a top of the line beer, but he didn't drink a lot of it. But I remember him when I was a little kid watching him put it in a little beer thing and a foam come up. But I once in a while, I take the beer and go, I read root beer, primo, not anymore, too much sugar, but back then. So anyway, Bud Light hires, you know, the trans person, Dylan Mulvaney. Since they hired Dylan, the numbers have been gruesome. They have lost, Anheuser-Busch has lost $27 billion in market value. Can you imagine that? Just because they put this person in the ad, they lost $27 billion. And Bud Light sales have declined 27%. That's a disaster. So what is Anheuser-Busch doing? They hired a guy named Shane Gillis. Now, Shane Gillis is relatively unknown. Saturday Night Live fired him. First they hired him. Then they fired him because he was telling jokes about trans people and gays. All right? Give you a flavor of Gillis, roll the tape.
Trump gave what I think was probably one of the greatest speeches of world leaders given, you know, it's got to be up there with like Churchill, Gettysburg Address. is the night the United States killed the leader of ISIS. Trump comes out of the Situation Room at like midnight in the White House, and he walks down that tunnel like he's and gives a press conference, like he's giving a post-game MBA, and just goes, Abu Bakar al-Baghdadi is dead. He died like a dog.
So he got a conservative bent to him, and Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light, hires him to do marketing for Bud Light. I don't know. And very interesting, isn't it? So I'm sorry the guy got fired from Saturday Night Live. I was very disappointed that they did that, because over the years, I've had a good relationship with them. I've appeared on Saturday Night Live. And I go, what are you doing? But now he's going to be in the spotlight. We'll see how he does.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
This day in history, January 31st, 1968. I remember this. Okay, so the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese are fighting the South Vietnamese, and the USA and South Korea, Australia, Great Britain, a coalition trying to stop the communist North and the Viet Cong, who were communists in the South, from taking over the country. That was the Vietnam War. So up until today in 1968, American people were told, we're winning. We're winning. We're kicking their butts. But the Tet Offensive, all the Vietnamese and Viet Cong take over scores of towns in the South and raid the U.S. Embassy in Saigon. And the pictures were all over the place because we had news crews. And America's going, what the deuce? Okay, what was this? Now, Tet is the Lunar New Year. It's supposed to be a ceasefire time. But of course, the North Vietnamese, they violated everything every day, every way. Okay, that's who they are to this day. All right, so they invade. The U.S. fights them off, but it's bloody. So the North Vietnamese Viet Cong combined lost 60,000 troops in a one-month period starting today. The USA and South Vietnam lost 2,600, 216 U.S. Marines and soldiers killed. So you can see that far more communists were killed in this massive offensive, but it didn't matter because the scenes of the communists running into Saigon and causing all this damage got into the American mind. And Walter Cronkite, the famous anchorman for CBS, said, we're not going to win this thing. And that was over. And LBJ, the president, terrible president, by the way, and you'll see that in an upcoming book, Confronting the Presidents, LBJ said, I lost Walter Cronkite, I lost the population, which is true. So the Vietnam War turned 56 years ago today. All right, mail, we got final thought. We will be right back. Let's go to the mail. We got Rick. Could Governor Abbott erect a razor wire fence 500 feet inside the border of Texas? Wouldn't that comply with the ruling of the Supreme Court? Certainly. The ruling of the Supreme Court is, you can't, any state cannot put up barriers on federal land without permission. That's it. So federal government controls the border, and in, you know, there are jurisdictions, But outside of those jurisdictions, Texas can do what it wants. Deborah, concierge member, Deborah gets access to me. We would love you to check that program out. It will benefit your life. Concierge membership, BillOReilly.com. Deborah says, great no spin news as always. I just wish there was a more direct solution to the border, like the invasion is a clear and present danger. Yes, it is. Border states, in my opinion, should have the authority to act, even if Supreme Court folks choose otherwise. Then you would have anarchy. The states can override the federal Supreme Court, and then you have 50 different countries. But you can't. And there's no way you will ever have that. Supreme Court is the final say, whether we like it or not. David, concierge member, I'd be shocked if any Democrat would vote to impeach Mayorkas. If that were to happen, it would be publicly skewered by their own party and not be able to raise money. Yes, the Democrats will not vote to impeach Mayorkas. However, the Republicans want to get all the Democratic congressmen and senators on the record of not voting to impeach so they can use that in their campaigns. This is a political chess game. Ralph, concierge member. I don't just pick them. I pick the best letters. So impeachment has become a joke, a waste of time. Nothing happens. Same with contempt of Congress. Nothing. Okay. Stuff happens, but I get your point. Al Amedia, Buckeye, Arizona. Bill, I know you don't like reading my emails anymore. Al, you're paranoid, man. I get thousands of emails. Thousands. We don't have favorites. It's whatever catches our eye that day. Anyway, Al goes on. Could you answer if Giuliani and the lady that was Trump's lawyer who pleaded guilty in the Georgia election cases will be exonerated if Fannie Willis' corruption blows up and gets taken down? No. Once the case is adjudicated fully, and if you plead guilty, then it's adjudicated. Now, Giuliani, I believe, is appealing. But the other people who pled guilty in Georgia, that's it. Dale Slattery, Elburn, Illinois. Hey, Bill, excellent point regarding the use of analytics to determine human emotions when describing the Detroit Lions' loss. Analytics can be beneficial. We're now replacing authenticity and human interaction with metrics. All aspects of our society are affected. True connection with others is a very rare commodity. Excellent letter, Dale. The reason the Detroit Lions are not going to the Super Bowl is that their coach used a false strategy based upon a likely outcome. Took all the human emotion out. If you're up by two touchdowns and you add three more points, you're up by three scores. That's a surge of energy into the team. You don't gamble with that. And he did. And he lost twice. So this AI stuff and analytics can only go so far. Don Miller, Wenanskill, New York. Love the No Spin News. My wife gave me premium membership for Christmas. It is the best gift I've received in years. My question. In researching Mayorkas, I was shocked to find that some government attorneys earn salaries of $260,000 a year. Does that seem odd? No. No. Attorneys are well paid. You want their expertise, you got to pay them. Kelly Nemitz, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Bill, most likely Trump will be the Republican nominee. If so, will the campaign teams of Trump and Biden or the RNC and DNC decide how many presidential debates? No. Biden's not going to debate, and nobody can force him to. Same thing with Trump. Trump doesn't want to debate, nobody can force him to. This is Madeline Dubay. British Columbia, Canada. I was wondering, since I'm based in Canada, how could you offer legal and fiscal advice if I become a concierge member? Because I have a staff that researches, Madeline. We'll research your situation, your question. What's going on in Canada? Concierge membership applies to everybody all over the world. Chris Klein, New Ulm, Texas. Bill, watch the No Spin News, occasionally with my parents. They are lifetime members, but they are afraid to write to you. However, I want to know if you're going to do a ranking of all the presidents and confronting the presidents, your new book, like Casey Kasem's Top 40. No. We go from Washington to Adams to Jefferson all the way through, because that is the historical arc. So if you would like to pre-order Confronting the Presidents out in September, we do not charge you until we ship the book, but you get it first if you pre-order, so that might be something you want to consider. All right, BillO'Reilly.com has it. Word of the day, do not be a Loogan. L-O-O-G-A-N, Loogan. Right back with a final thought in a moment. Okay, final thought is Taylor Swift. I'm not caught up in this, but I did write a message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com about Tay-Tay. And I have some pretty funny lines in there, I think, so I want you to read it. But I would rather see cutaways to Taylor Swift in her luxury box with all the other wives and girlfriends than sweaty behemoths covered with tattoos drinking Gatorade. So if I got a choice of cutaways with the 400-pound guy, tattoos, dousing himself, or Tay-Tay, I'm going with Tay-Tay. That's all. That's my point. Not pernicious. I wish the best for her. Read my message of the day. That is a final thought. Thanks for watching and listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.